And now to the art of song. Arab Idol is the Middle East version of that popular TV singing competition. From Beirut, NPR's Alice Fordham brings us news of its latest champion, a 21-year-old who gave a people with little to celebrate a reason to party.
Even in Arabic, I bet you recognize this. The frenzy of reality TV show winner Hazem Sharif! Being crowned after weeks of anticipation. Sharif was overcome with emotion as he won Arab Idol. The immaculate young man with the pomaded hair had come a long way since he left Aleppo in the midst of war to seek work in Lebanon and watched from a distance as his country fell apart. It's the first time a Syrian's won the singing contest. To celebrate, Sharif launched into a patriotic song about writing his country's name on the unfading sun. And many of his compatriots partied along with him. Here's a cafe full of Syrians in Dubai. And this is from the streets of Damascus. The man saying, "We didn't have anything to celebrate for ages." But in a country as polarized as Syria, even Arab Idol is political. In Sharif's hometown, Aleppo, the soldiers of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad rattled off rifle rounds in celebration. But then some asked, why isn't he waving our flag? In a press conference after the show, Sharif refused to discuss the war. The following day, he explained why in a TV interview. I just came to Arab Idol to sing, he says, to forget the sadness and the pain of Syria's war, and I hope peace will return to the country. As with much reality TV and war, the social media jokers had the last word. A picture of him on Facebook, along with a regime flag, a rebel flag, a Kurdish flag, and an Islamic State banner, was captioned, "Now no one can get angry." Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.